Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, markets have been influenced by two different forces right now. It's the advent of COVID-19 vaccines and progress regarding a vaccine that might combat the coronavirus, and also the rising infections that are weighing on global economies. That is raising the question, will things get worse before they actually get better? Well, let's get the view from the Forex space with regards to these two particular trends. Today on Forex Fridays, we're joined again by Mr. Vishnu Varathan, who's the head of economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank, to share with us his thoughts on how things might shape up in the Forex space for the last 2 months of the year, and also what currencies are worth tracking. Vishnu, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a while since you've been on the show. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still in good health during these times. And happy Friday, sir.
Happy Friday. Thank you for having me, John.
All right. So, Vishnu, let's talk about this pattern across markets and asset classes in the last few weeks, which has been such. We see a pickup at the start of the week thanks to vaccine developments, the likes of Pfizer and BioNTech last week, Moderna this week, and followed by a come down due to logistical issues that might face them and also these rising COVID-19 cases. Now, I want to ask you to put your economist hat on first and perhaps tell us whether you think this might mean that things might have to get worse before they get better in terms of fighting the pandemic, and how this pattern might shape market sentiment, particularly in the Forex space.
I mean, I think you got that spot on, John. If you look at it, there are two factors that have caused markets to get in line with the reality check. First, I think they are beginning to get a better understanding of the timeline between a viable vaccine with a very high success rate and actually being able to roll it out on the ground. So this includes all the approvals, even if they're expedited, scaling it up, and then getting vaccinations done on the ground, which is a very different proposition to just an announcement. So during this time, we are also seeing a coincident pickup and resurgence in cases. And I think there's some worry that in the West, with the cold weather and winter, the cases could get far worse. So that this bad patch before the vaccine is available is probably dragging them, weighing on the minds of many.
Fair enough. But, as we noted, Vishnu, many might be also banking on the fact that things will eventually get better, whether it's after this rise in COVID-19 cases or maybe even sooner. We have seen Treasury yields start to move again and the yield curve showing signs of potentially steepening, though. Now, if the Treasury yields do begin to rise and if investors, due to investors shifting from bonds towards more risk-forward assets, how might this impact the dollar moving forward? Could this actually, how does this play against this downtrend that the greenback has been on, if the yield curve starts to steepen and rates in the U.S. or some yields start to rise?
I mean, that's a good question, and I think that's a million-dollar question, because the first instinct is to suggest that the dollar will weaken because of the so-called dollar smile effect and the risk on the positive risk sentiments driving markets into emerging assets or risk assets and hence shorting the dollar against that. But for those looking at interest rate differentials might then want to argue about whether higher U.S. interest rates would cause some of that reversals and see dollar strengthen. So you can make an opposing case here. I think it would boil down to two things. One is how strong the risk on sentiment is. If it's a pretty strong risk on sentiment, that might overtake higher yields. And more importantly, on the yield space, I think we need to look at real yields, whether inflation expectations or break-evens move up faster than nominal yields. If that's the case, real yields dropping will see a weaker dollar as well.
Okay, we're still speaking to Mr. Vishnu Varathan, the head of economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank, here on Forex Fridays. Vishnu, I have to ask you for your view on yet another safe haven, which is the Japanese yen. And they've seen some steady strength in some sessions due to the COVID-19 concerns resurfacing. And also this flight back to look for cover, at least from markets where you'll go risk on and then risk off suddenly. It's a bit topsy-turvy for the Japanese yen, though. What's your latest view on the Japanese currency moving forward?
Well, I think to some extent, we need to watch out for two factors. One is if there's an abrupt and very sudden strengthening in the yen, in the dollar yen, and it goes below 103 levels, I think that would trigger some kind of a reaction from the BOJ or the MOF. And so traders who are aggressively selling other currencies and buying the yen, strengthening too much, might have to take a step back due to intervention risks. But if we believe that the Federal Reserve will remain very expansionary because of their fears that there would be insufficient fiscal stimulus due to the split Congress, then what we would get is, in fact, a weaker dollar also lending to dollar yen. So let's say that the yen against the dollar strengthening as well.
All right, fair enough. And I do have to also ask you about if the dollar does begin to weaken some more, some other majors might actually benefit. And one of them could also be the Australian dollar. Now, we've seen that more often than not in the last 2 years, Vishnu, the Australian dollar has been put under pressure, whether it's from falling rates and also concerns of an economic slowdown there or commodity prices coming down. Can you give us your outlook on the Aussie, especially against the this potential dollar weakness? Could we actually see the Australian dollar suddenly see a second spurt of strength, perhaps, moving forward? What's your take and what's your outlook on the currency down under?
No, we are looking at a stronger Australian dollar going into the later part of 2021. So that becomes more durable strength for the Aussie dollar. And you're right to point out that weakness in Australia and the RBA aggressively easing has knocked back some of this bullishness around the Aussie. But there are two reasons why Aussie could retain strength. First, with the vaccine coming on, I think industrial metals will tend to do well on infrastructure belief or demand pickup. This should usually bode well for the Aussie dollar via copper prices, iron prices, maybe even gold prices. So that would drive the Aussie dollar up against a particularly weak dollar backdrop. The second thing is, even if RBA were to ease, we need to bear in mind that the RBA would need to do this more aggressively than the Fed for the Aussie dollar to fall back. So the question is, how determined the RBA is to hold back the Aussie dollar. So I think the default position is Aussie dollar strength, unless the RBA decides to take it down a notch.
All right. So loosening from the RBA is something we'll have to watch out for. Vishnu, before we let you go, safe haven that seems to have lost a lot of luster recently is also gold and prices, or spot prices, at least for the precious metal, seem to have hit a bit of a snag since the start of the month. This despite the fact that the dollar has also been in a bit of a downtrend. Are we seeing the gradual pullback, at least for the precious metal, which was looking at record highs just a couple of months ago?
I think it is headed that way for two reasons. One is we have seen, despite the volatility in U.S., nominal U.S. Treasury yields, we have seen yields tending upwards just in the past few sessions, looking like it could test 1%. So usually when yields start going higher, zero-yielding gold doesn't do very well. But I think a more important point is the knowledge that, we are going to get a vaccine sooner rather than later also means that there's going to be a lot of switch out of this kind of safe haven gold into industrial metals. So that switch is also acting as a headwind against gold bugs.
Fair enough. Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, we thank you so much for taking some time out of your Friday afternoon to join us on Forex Fridays. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety in these uncertain times, and we look forward to the next time you're back on the show, sir. Have a great weekend ahead.
Have a good weekend, John. Take care.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.